Revelation chapter 13. And the dragon stood on the sand of the seashore. Then I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads, and on his horns were 10 diadems, and on his heads were blasphemous names. The vision revealed by St. John requires more interpretation from the prophet Daniel, starting in the 7th chapter, verse 2. Daniel said, I was looking in my vision by night, and behold, the 4 winds of heaven were stirring up the great sea, and 4 great beasts were coming up from the sea. Different from one another. Both Daniel and John reveal the Antichrist in 2 different manifestations with many of the same characteristics. In the case of Daniel, the prophecy has already been fulfilled through the kingdoms of Babylon, Media, Persia, Greece, and Rome. The Roman Empire culminated the roles with the crucifixion of Jesus of Nazareth. The apostle gives us a vision of the future. Here, in Revelation 13, the beast has 7 heads and 10 horns. Essentially, the image John saw in the dragon in Revelation 12, verse 3. For an explanation, one has to turn to chapter 17 and the voice of an angel. And the angel said to me, Why do you wonder? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and the 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss and go to destruction. And those who dwell on the earth, whose name has not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will wonder when they see the beast that he was and is not and will come. Here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits, and they are 7 kings. 5 had fallen. 1 is, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain a little while. The beast which was and is not is himself also an 8th, and is 1 of the 7, and he goes to destruction. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have 1 purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. Back to verse 2 in chapter 13. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. Using Revelation 17 as a guide, we find five fallen kingdoms. Daniel named the first four: Babylon, that is the leopard; Medo-Persia, that is the bear; Greece, which is the lion; and Rome. The fifth, it appears, is the Ottoman Empire. The sixth, seventh, and eighth belong to the beast in stages. The sixth may be the revived Iraq, see also ancient Babylon, under Saddam Hussein. Its defeat would qualify it as the beast which was and is not. The seventh and eighth heads are yet to be identified, but Revelation chapter 13, verses 3 to 6, may offer a clue about why there is an eighth. I saw one of the heads as if it had been slain, and his fatal wound was healed. And the whole earth was amazed and followed after the beast. They worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? And who is able to wage war with him?" There was given to him a mouth, speaking arrogant words and blasphemies, and authority to act for 42 months was given to him. And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, that is, those who dwell in heaven. The seemingly miraculous recovery of the Antichrist causes the world to react with amazement. Worse yet, the world becomes followers of the beast. Probably worst of all, the world worships the beast in global idolatry. The fame and adoration is limited to 3.5 years. The limitation likely will be imposed by the second coming of Jesus Christ. In the interim, he will blaspheme God, his name, and even his tabernacle, including all who dwell in heaven. Continuing in verse 7, it was also given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and authority over every tribe and people and tongue and nation was given to him. All who dwell on the earth will worship him. Everyone whose name has not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb who has been slain. The Antichrist will be allowed to attack and overcome the saints. His limited authority extends to all people on earth. The unbelievers will worship him. Here, Christ demands the reader's or hearer's full and undivided attention. Verse 9, if anyone has an ear, let him hear. Then in verse 10, if anyone is destined for captivity, to captivity he goes. If anyone kills with the sword, with the sword, he must be killed. here is the perseverance and the faith of the saints. In other words, let the beast and his minions have their 1,260 days. Those who followed the Master, those who persist, those who overcome will prevail. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near.